speaking with Clark Abrahams today here at SAS Global Forum. Clark, you and I last caught up with each other and your co-author, Mingyong Zhan.
Correct.
At SAS when we recorded a podcast interview about your most recent book, Credit Risk Assessment, the New Lending System for Borrowers, Lenders, and Investors. And so what have you been up to since we last spoke? I know a lot, but...
Well, Shelley, it's great to be here with you and
visit about
this a little bit. I've actually been thinking at a larger picture level of how the credit assessment framework is a microcosm for a larger framework, which consists of governance, risk, and compliance. And that's my newest area of focus. And so connecting the dots to a framework or an architecture that would support governance and risk and compliance for companies.
Will you tell us a little bit about your most recent book, who you wrote it for, who you think would benefit from it?
Sure. We wrote the book to make a contribution to understanding about the financial crisis and what can be done about it and how we can avoid repeats. We wrote the book for borrowers so that they can understand better. You know, it's complicated, the whole lending process, and it's somewhat mystified by that, usually folks are, because there's secret sauce involved. They don't know exactly what's in their credit score, et cetera. So we wrote the book for borrowers, also for lenders, for them to have a better idea of how portfolios and loans will perform. Also, we wrote the book for investors who were holding securities backed by those loans that were disappointed by the experience of the cash flows, et cetera, not being what they were advertised to be by their ratings. And then finally, regulators, because they're responsible for oversight, and they really didn't see this coming as they should have, and we wanted to help them for better early warning to anticipate before there are losses and delinquencies what sort of patterns are occurring that would give them true early warning that there's trouble on the horizon.
Well, you're obviously a very sought-after speaker in this area, and I wonder if you can share some of the activities you've been involved with in this.
Well, thank you. I've been very fortunate there. I was asked to testify before Congress, and I did so before the Oversight Investigation Subcommittee of the House Financial Services Committee, chaired by Barney Frank. And that was in July of 2008. I also traveled in March of that year to Beijing, China, where my co-author and I were invited to give a paper at Peking University on the same subject, along with the credit bureaus presenting in Fair Isaac and Company and so forth. And it was a group of international experts in credit on the consumer side. So I was very fortunate to be able to partake in that. And also the Innovators Conference for JUMP out in San Francisco was another one that I was able to bring the story of this new framework to a different audience.
So what brings you to SAS Global Forum this year? What is your role here?
Well, my role is that I'm presenting another paper, and this paper is modeled after a keynote speech I was invited to give in Cartagena, Colombia in November of last year. And that is a talk about closing the gap between credit access and risk management. It's a catch-22. How do you give loans to all these folks but then not have losses? And so it's trying to figure out how do you close that gap, but do it in a safe way that doesn't disadvantage the borrowers or put them into a hole, but also protects the lender from high losses. It's a very, very difficult problem, and we believe we've cracked that nut.
So besides preparing for the conference, have you been finding anything that really stands out for you here as an attendee as well, or in the city even?
No question about it. And the opening session where Jim Goodnight described the rapid risk processor and the ability to take a 40,000 row by 40,000 column XX prime matrix and operate on that and do so in a matter of seconds was outstanding. And Chris Bailey, who did the demonstration, did an outstanding job. And I think it took everything up to another level and really helped to stir imaginations around what is possible with the technology that SAS has and the incredible human capital and expertise that SAS possesses to really solve very, very difficult problems. So I thought that was very inspiring, and it was great to be a part of that. And by the way, I heard such a buzz afterwards at the social about text mining and about social networks and about this rapid risk processing. And I heard folks saying to other folks that this was so fantastic that SAS had gone in this direction and landed on that. And they were talking about business problems that they would be able to address with some of this technology. So it's just been a very electric experience to be here.
Well, it's really nice to see you here. And we look forward to your eventually, hopefully, writing another book for us.
I believe I have a few more in me, so
good.
I'm going to have to take my wife out to dinner and break the news to her gently.
Thank you, Clark. I hope you enjoy your time in Seattle at the rest of the conference.
Thank you, Shelley.